Ancient gigantic squid makes news. Found in frozen ice. I look forward to that.
I can't wait. Is it alive? Is it going to defrost and come back to life?
I don't know. I hope it says it's found frozen in ice. But, I mean, like Encino Man, perhaps we can find a way to thaw him out and party. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
2017. So this is the first episode of 2017. Yeah. Welcome to 2017.
Yes, welcome everyone. 2017 is here.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Fresh year.
Yeah.
New you.
New year. That's what should be. New you, new year. Not new year, new you. That's old. We're flipping the script, literally. New you, new year.
Yeah, so 2017. We're going to talk to you today about what we can look forward to.
What we can look forward to. Yeah. I've got some predictions that I got off of psychics.co.uk.
Oh.
This is a site for psychics. And
you have to be a psychic?
For psychics, by psychics.
Okay.
But it's just, they put the, compiled a list of their, it doesn't say which psychic said what.
Okay.
I guess they work together as a team. I don't know.
Or they all got together and kind of agreed.
Yeah. So these are their predictions for 2017.
Oh.
Hillary Clinton will resign from politics. I don't know if she needs to do that now. They're a little behind the eight ball on that. Because of the release of documents that reveal financial corruption and falsification of government documents.
Ooh.
That's going to happen. In 2017, they say. Denmark and Italy pull out of the EU.
What? Pull out? That's
pull out.
Super sexy.
Yes, it is. Pull out. Just the tip.
Yeah.
Just the boot for Italy. Right. As the euro crashes and then Italy sees serious economic problems. Why Denmark and Italy? I don't know where they get these things from.
Well,
Italy is broke.
They can pick up the vibes.
That's true. What am I saying? Why am I questioning that? They're predicting economic chaos in Europe, and then they put in quotes, and America.
Yeah.
with riots, as people are suffering from poverty and food shortages due to the failure of the EU. So I think they think the EU is just going to collapse.
It's going to start over there and then make its way over here.
It's interesting because the EU hasn't been around for that long, but already it's end of days. Something only needs to be going one day for it to be end of days.
Yeah.
Right? The end is nigh at the beginning. Britain escapes the worst of the international economic troubles and is seen as a safe haven. And then Britain, India, and Australia form an economic alliance. Why can't we get up in there?
I want to be in an alliance.
Yeah, I want to go to India and be able to do economic shit, I guess.
I do too.
And Australia. Oh, well. It says, America becomes politically divided, too late, between East and West. And they say riots and gunfights erupt. That's already
happening.
That's already happening. And turmoil. And this is old news. This is supposed to be for the future. And this is the best part of this. So riots break out here. It's pandemonium. Who comes in? Who do we call?
Who?
Canada.
Canada to the rescue.
Canada's going to say, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, get back to us later. We're not giving you any water or any wood.
Right.
Piss off.
Right. Got to get.
They're going to build a wall of wood.
Yeah. And there could be like, pardon me, but you stay on your side. Thank you very much.
No thanks, we're Canadian. Ancient gigantic squid makes news. Found in frozen ice. I look forward to that.
I can't wait. Is it alive? Is it going to defrost and come back to life?
I don't know. I hope. It says it's found frozen in ice. But, I mean, like Encino Man, perhaps we could find a way to thaw him out and party. Teach him the ways. Teach him the ways of 2017.
He's going to take your girlfriend.
Yeah. That's going to be the third act.
Yeah.
The third act twist. Or second act twist.
Yeah.
Volcanic eruption in Iceland causes toxic gas cloud over Norway. I mean, that could happen.
Yeah, sure.
Because most of these are political, but then every once in a while they go into the, you know, the culture. Sample of Shakespeare's bones exhumed.
Why?
Showed he was poisoned.
Oh.
Clues to new play found in grave.
He's like, I'm taking this play with me to my grave.
Yes.
Nobody is going to be able
but
to play the part of Laminastro.
The play tells you who the murderer was. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It says, alliance between Russia and the United States, and we divide Syria.
happened.
I haven't, yeah. Oh, someone will attempt to kidnap the Pope.
Attempt to?
Why?
How far are they going
to
get?
I don't know. It says, it's just, they'll try to assassinate him and try to kidnap him from the Vatican.
Oh.
That's a bold move.
It's a big
Why
bold
not
move.
Wait until he's on the road?
In the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, in the Pope Mobile. And just drive off on it.
Yeah.
Like, who's driving this thing?
Yeah, and it's just, you just hire somebody to be the driver and take off with him.
But I mean, I feel like, okay,
what
first
are they
going to
do with him once they have him?
Why would you want the Pope? And also, the Pope's not afraid to die.
Yeah. And he's going to forgive you.
Yeah, he's going to forgive you.
So it's like all for naught.
And then the last prediction they have, 2017 sees the launch of new virtual reality games and cinema. Hailed as a great cultural leap forward. Takes off on a massive scale. Downside is, just like immersive video games, it saps inspiration and enslaves people. You know. Wah, wah, wah. I mean, this virtual reality thing, I feel like it's been happening our whole lives.
Yes.
It's like 3D. It's like our parents' generation's 3D.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It always blows.
Yeah.
I played a...
You know what they also had that was supposed to be awesome and it stunk? When you watched movies like Earthquake on TV, they synced it up with a radio station, the sound effects, so you could put your radio on.
Oh!
And get the sound effects.
That wasn't very cool.
Yeah, no.
But now we have surround sound.
Yeah.
Just put a set of speakers behind you. I think the virtual reality thing, I played one of the, it was like a super high-tech game at Comic-Con. You couldn't even get it yet. I had like the equipped the helmet on, like an asshole. It looked like a Daft Punk reject.
Yeah.
And I couldn't, everyone's watching me play on the screen, right? I didn't realize this until later. They watched me for 5 minutes just struggle in the corner and try to shoot my way. Try to shoot my way out of a corner. That's what I did until I finally found the door and then I fell out of the vehicle. So that's what we have look forward to in 2017 is me looking like an asshole.
Yeah.
In virtual reality, stuck in a corner.
Well, I have a few bright things that we can look forward to in 2017. This is going to happen.
All right.
The first human head transplant. They think they're ready for it.
Is the flying car right behind it?
Well, they're ready to go. There is a 30-year-old Russian man who has a severe type of spinal muscular atrophy and declining health, volunteered his head for the...
Wasn't this in the X-Files movie? His body is withering.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm ready.
I'm ready to have my head put onto the body of...
whatever. But what they have done, in the past, they've been trying this out. Researchers in China grafted the head of a monkey onto a completely new monkey body.
Okay.
Okay, so they
different,
can do
You mean
it.
A different body?
A different
a
monkey
new.
Body.
Okay.
Yes. So now they feel like they're ready for a human head, and this guy's up for it.
What happened with a monkey?
Nobody talks about it.
Really?
Yes. But
I feel like it didn't go. I feel like the body immediately rejected the head, ripped it off, and threw it, and then threw feces at it because it's a monkey.
But what they do, they cool the head and donor body to negative 15 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
And this extends the time that the cells can survive without oxygen. And as soon as the tissue around the neck has been dissected, the major blood vessels are linked by tiny tubes.
Okay. You know, I'm thinking tubes that are not that small.
Yeah. Before the spinal cords of each person are cut with high precision.
Sure, yeah. You know, just hack it.
Yeah, and then the head's transferred.
Mm-hmm.
And then they flush out everything.
I'm a little concerned about the person who donated the body. Like, what?
Yeah.
This is a person whose body was fine, but the head was fucked?
Yeah. So they're going to keep the person in a coma for 3 or 4 weeks to make sure that they're completely, like, it's healed.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's implanted electrodes to provide electrical stimulation to help strengthen the nerve connections.
Okay.
And then...
I'm following along like I understand any of this.
And then about in a year or so, they hope the person is able to walk around.
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm forward thinking and all that, but we still don't have... like the capacity to give everyone clean drinking water.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Like
we have
basic...
the capacity. We just don't have the will.
Yeah, we don't have the will. That's what I mean by the capacity. Like we're not doing it.
Yeah.
It's great, but I don't know if this is necessary right now.
Yeah.
Like is this a huge problem that there are a lot of heads out there that need bodies?
Yeah.
And vice versa. And where are the bodies coming from?
Well,
this is China.
Guess, what if you're like really wealthy?
Mm-hmm. This is there's a problem.
Yeah,
was this a movie with Ben something? The guy who was always in those deep movies, The House of Sand and Fog.
Oh, Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, Ben Kingsley.
Maybe.
I like the man with two brains.
Yes.
That's a more along those lines.
The man with two brains.
But if we want to take it down a notch, another thing that they think they can do is tooth regeneration.
Okay.
Which sounds great, right? Now, now we're all on board.
Although, you know, I'm a huge fan. I have many fake teeth. I'm a huge fan of them. I don't know why we haven't ripped out all my teeth and put fake teeth in. I love my fake teeth.
Yeah.
Fake they teeth never have any problems.
I've heard more than one person say this. We should just knock out all our teeth and put fake ones in.
Yes. The fake teeth? I treat them like crap. Mm-hmm. Floss? Ha!
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
And they look good.
There.
Yeah.
But they have demonstrated in mice that they're able to put a combination of stem cells, scaffold material.
That's a very tiny tooth.
And they can, within the mouse, they can grow a fully functional living tooth.
In two months. I wonder if the mouse was like, dude, I can also grow a fully functioning mouth tooth in my mouth in like a week. But nice job. Nice job.
Yeah, the tooth has complete with roots and inner pulp and outer enamel.
Yes. That's
and now
cool.
they're finding a way to do this with human beings.
Okay, that I think is cool. But once again, I'm telling you, I'm loving my face. Like, if they're not going to make the engineered tooth bionic in some way, like I could bite through, like, you know, bone or metal, I don't care.
Well, it's got to grow in the gum. And
why?
Then sprout out, just like our teeth do normally.
But I like the ones that I have now where they just screw them in.
Yeah.
they put a bolt into my jaw.
Yeah.
And then they screw it on top. It's fine.
I don't know.
And fashion colors, if you want. Huh.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen in 2017.
They say wireless implantable devices that monitor the range of health conditions in real time are going to be available.
Mm-hmm. In your tooth?
No, this is now moving on from the tooth, just your body. So you can have this little implant in you to monitor all your body functions to alert you.
I know my asshole body would be like, bitch, you gained a half a pound today. I'm going to rip that thing out, throw it on the ground and stamp on it and continue eating that Twinkie.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time for that.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it's nice for people who are very, very ill that need to be constantly monitoring themselves. That's
or
great.
Athletes, I guess.
But now this is also a chip being implanted and monitoring your what you're doing.
And that means anybody can check it out.
Right.
Yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
There'll be the world's first HIV vaccine commercially available.
Wow. I know that PrEP is out there and people are trying to get it. It's PrEP. It's supposed to resist the transmission of the AIDS virus. But not a lot of people know about it. So I wonder if this is like a step further.
This is another vaccine. It was administered to infected men and women, and the results from the trial show the patients experienced no adverse effects.
Nice. It's about time.
Yeah, so they're going 2017. It should be commercially available.
I feel like we should have eradicated AIDS like a decade or two ago. You know, it's definitely one of those diseases that I think is possible to eradicate. So that's awesome.
And then there's going to be a new treatment for prostate cancer.
Okay.
That's going to come out.
That's huge.
It's going to be a big deal.
Apparently, prostate cancer affects as many people, if not more than, like, breast cancer. I think it's, like, one of the top killers.
Yeah, it's one of the top ones for men. But I'm still like, where's the breast cancer thing? Because that's what kills a lot of women.
Years later.
But now, prostate. Of course. The prostate cancer one.
Of course, prostate cancer.
And I'm not knocking it.
Yeah.
But I just want to point that out. Okay.
Yeah. No, I 100%. I'm there.
Yeah. So, good.
But... Where's the rest of the stuff?
Yeah.
Ovarian.
There is the first man flight of the Dream Chaser.
Man flight. Man flight. Man flight.
Sierra Nevada Corporation Space Systems.
I'm sorry, it's just called Man Flight, the movie.
Manned flight.
Oh, manned flight.
Manned.
I heard man flight. Man flight. Maybe some hot man flight.
You got a man flight in there. it's just some stupid company with a shuttle that's going to have a manned flight.
Okay.
But why do they call it the Dream Chaser?
I don't know.
That's the worst name. That's like teenagers.
Yeah.
That's like making their first movie.
Yeah.
Dream Chaser.
Dream Chaser.
And then another thing.
Dream Weaver was taken.
I know. I like that song. That's what I kept singing to myself as I read this article.
I'm singing, man, fly. Man, fly.
And finally, like everybody's been waiting for, the remaining JFK files are going to be released.
Oh, who gives a shit? Am I the only person who doesn't care about that or Hamilton? Like, I might be.
I don't care.
Someone asked me, a friend of mine was like, oh, do you want to go see, there's some movie came out about Jackie O?
Oh, yeah.
And I would say, I asked her, what did she do? Besides get married.
And everybody.
She had great style. So what?
So do I.
What did she do? What did she do? Exactly. I don't know.
Exactly. I just shrugged my...
People love her.
I just flicked my wrist.
Yeah, I have no idea what she did. So I have some good news for Hello Kitty fans out there in 2017.
What's going on?
The arrival of Hello Kitty fans... Sorry, the arrival of Hello Kitty and her friends... Are, right now, they're going to the Philippines. They're putting on a show. I'll show you the picture.
Oh,
it's a live action show. They're in costumes.
So
they're
it's human beings inside the costume. Okay.
It's Hello Kitty Live, Fashion and Friends. The show will, and it's so bizarre. The show will feature songs by Bruno Mars, Kylie Minogue, James Blunt, Echo Smith, Clean Bandit, and Flo Rida, among others. So these characters, I guess, are going to dance to it. It's set in modern day London. The show depicts Hello Kitty as a young girl who is full of dreams and ambition for a future. But before she can get there, she is faced with a challenge ahead.
Oh, and the challenges are basically she's going to be body shamed, yes. told she's doing everything wrong.
Yes.
She's going to be paid much less than a man.
Yeah.
And she's going to have to work twice as hard to
get half as far.
Yeah.
Luckily, Hello Kitty is not alone. Her twin sister Mimi is there.
Oh yes.
Best Mimi. Friend My Melody and boyfriend Dear Daniel, and she will take on this amazing opportunity that can change her life forever. The show will also feature troublemaker Bad Bots Maru, who's like a disgruntled penguin.
I like Bad Bots Maru.
And then easygoing Pom Pom Purin, which is a dog who wears a jaunty cap.
Okay.
So they're doing. The shows are running in the Philippines from December 20th to January 1st, but then I'm hoping that it's going to keep moving along. The show is mounted by Royal Chimes and Zen Tiger Live.
Oh.
Those are some of the best names ever.
You know,
band names.
The names of everybody in the show and who's involved with it. Yes, I give it 2 thumbs up.
Yes.
Just based on the names.
Zen Tiger and Royal Chimes. Let's go. 2017.
Yeah.
Hello Kitty Fashion and Friends, it's called. It's so, the only thing that's missing from this.
What else is life all about but fashion and friends?
Ice is missing. Like, they should be on ice.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying. So, that's what I have to look forward to in 2017.
I got the four R's.
#NYC.
You know, there's been so much divide in our country and in the world. A lot of fighting, a lot of killing, a lot of arguing. People not seeing each other's point of view.
People not saying my point of view.
Right. I've seen my. This is 5 tips on how to get along better with people.
Oh, I'd like to know.
Yes. They.
Because I don't.
A coworker may drive you up the wall, but you've decided you'll no longer rise to her bait. Try these tips for improving your relationship with her or anyone else.
Okay.
So first of all, the first tip is prepare yourself. Thinking about potential criticisms ahead of time will help you have an appropriate response on hand when you need it.
Okay. This is have a quick snap.
But the thing is now you're thinking about all these negative situations and now you're getting angrier and depressed.
Yeah.
And then defeated and exhausted emotionally.
Exactly. I'm already tired. All I had was UB. That's all I came up with.
Yeah,
F-U-U-B.
So when Aunt Martha says, it looks like you gained weight, thank her for being concerned and then change the subject.
Why is it always Aunt Martha? I would be like, you look like you gained some weight too.
Yeah.
Over the past 80 years. How old are you? You have 1 year left of life and you're talking about my weight?
Yeah.
Think about your coffin. How big is that going to be? This is probably not on there. This is how to get along better with people. Okay.
So if you don't get engaged in the context of her comment, you push her back into a positive intent, which makes a person think about why she offered the rude comment.
How do you
no,
do
it
that?
Doesn't.
How do I do that? Okay, so your Aunt Martha looks like you've gained a few pounds.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you for being concerned.
I've been trying to pack it on?
No, you say something else like, oh, look at the bunnies. Look at the bunnies out the window frolicking in the field, whatever. And then she goes, so Aunt Martha goes, oh, yeah, maybe I should think more about nature and the innocence of animals.
And not your big ass?
Yeah.
No, that's not going to work very well.
Exactly.
I'm going with F-U-U-B.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's think about that.
All right. So we kind of destroyed that tactic is not going
to work.
Or at worst, it's going to depress you and exhaust you. The next tip is to play devil's advocate.
Realize
every other human being has a different way of looking at life. Then make an effort to understand the other person's point of view.
No, that's how we lost this election.
Yeah. If you try to approach things from his or her perspective, you may find that potentially sticky conversation will go far more smoothly. I don't know. I think that's it. When you take the high road and you start thinking about their point of view, then yeah. they just drive home.
These people are trash. You have to remember mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
Do not take the high road. You can take the road less traveled, mm-hmm. The high road, no.
The next is slow down.
You're moving too fast.
Yeah. Take the time to stop and compose yourself after someone says something you don't like.
That you got to be quick on.
You got to be quick.
Yeah, you got to be fast.
You got to jump in there. Take a few slow, deep breaths, decompress, and talk about the issue with the other person.
Mm-hmm. What's the issue? The issue is you're an asshole.
Yeah.
But first, let me take a few breaths. You're a dick.
Yeah.
Like, is that better? Sorry, I mean to fire that at you. I did namaste first.
Yeah. Another one is cultivate positivity. Use the power of charm to create a charmed life for yourself.
Oh, my goodness.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah, yeah.
People who are at ease, polite, and socially adept, understanding, and considerate are always charming and attractive. No, they're not.
They are not.
People think you can act that way and get away with the evil that you are.
No, everyone knows. Everyone just, it's just like a, you know, lipstick on a pig kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like, I know one woman, she has a beautiful, soft-spoken way about her all the time.
I don't like her already.
Says the right thing all the time, but boy. Oof.
Yeah, those are people you have to watch out for. Not like people like me who just say what's on their mind all the time.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to punch you in the throat, you're going to know about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be a surprise.
Yeah, so when you're acting pleasant and smiling and are this and that, no. Double up on the worry.
If you saw me acting pleasant and surprised, you better pull me aside and be like, Jaquetta, do you have something in your bag?
Yeah,
right. Do we need to leave here right now? Because something's about to pop off. I got to be me.
Another thing they suggest, a tactic, is take the time to smell the lavender. Yes. When someone takes you off, take a whiff of lavender.
From where?
You have to carry a little vase.
Uh-huh.
A vase.
That's a vial. What I was thinking. I'm going to be like, hold on, Aunt B. Just pull out a huge sprig of lavender and start waving that. Stage the place out. You know,
no, I did not mean vase. I meant a vial of lavender oil.
Okay.
And you have that ready.
And just casually wave it under your nose while you're talking to some stank person.
Keep a little bottle of lavender oil in your purse or your desk. And then when you smell it, it reduces anxiety and helps you stay calm.
How about I keep a little tiny bottle of chloroform in my bag to wave under their nose?
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah, that's our advice.
That's better. Yeah.
That's much better.
Our advice is chloroform and be ready with the phrase, and you can all say it with me, F-U-U-B.
F-U-U-B.
It works.
Wait, you have to do it faster than me. F-U-U-B.
F-U-U-B. I like it.
All right.
So I have some kind of on the other side of that, because you talked about ways to get along better with people. I found this 7 types of people you should distance yourself from in 2017.
Okay.
So I think this is written for, I think I got it from Elite Daily, which looks like it's for people in their 20s, I think. So number one, these are I'll hang out with you unless there's a better option. People. I hate people like that.
Oh.
Those are the worst. They have something more awesome to do.
Right.
And they're not sure if they want to waste their time, their precious time with you.
Yeah, they run down the clock to the last minute. And
yeah.
Like, no, I can't be with you because I found something.
Or they find out what you're doing first before they decide. So if you have the best plans for the night, then they're their best friend. But if something better comes up, they have no problem going to that event and leaving you in the dust. So it's rude and it's trashy is what they say.
Yeah, it is trashy.
It's that person. That person should not make the cut in 2017. Number two, they have the toxic significant other. Get rid of this person.
Okay.
I love that toxic.
Yeah.
Someone's just stinking up the place. Not everyone has to deal with this problem, but sometimes you have a significant other who's just the worst. Maybe all of your friends and family hate this person. Always a good sign to get rid of them. I always show everybody to, not my family, but my friends. I like flash the guy by and be like, is this all right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean, so maybe it's on and off again, fighting. Doesn't mean you're necessarily bad people. Just means the two of you may not be the best together. So time to take some distance and clear your head in 2017 to figure out what's going on. Here's another one. The boy who thinks everyone's into him.
Oh, right.
Now I'm thinking back to when I was younger for these kind of people. You ever know, like, date anyone who was like that or try to date anyone who he thought everybody was into him?
Not a guy, no. I knew those guys. I never dated them, but I laughed at them.
Yes, I find these people fascinating. This is a guy who can text you a math problem. And no, so you text him about a math problem. So this is for people who are even younger. Yeah. And then he responds telling you how, please stop trying to date.
Oh, yes.
Me,
yes,
I'm not into you.
Yeah.
This happened to me. I went on a date one time with a guy and it didn't go anywhere. And then I got kind of like a response from him. It was like, oh, you know, I don't really think this is going to work out. I'm like, what?
What is working out?
What is going to work out?
Yeah.
Like, it already worked out. It's done.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
It's over with.
It's over with. So this type of guy has an ego through the roof and his head up his ass.
Yeah.
Bravo to whoever wrote this at Elite Daily. Do more than distance yourself from this guy. Run. In the other direction. This is one of the most annoying people on your
list.
I
had a boyfriend, you know, when I was younger, and we had broken up, and then we saw each other again with our groups of friends.
Like, socially.
Like, out at the beach, down the shore.
Down the
Jersey Shore.
As it were.
So he has a large group of male friends, and I have all of my girlfriends. So let's all go to a bar together.
Yeah, as you do.
Yeah, and then one of his friends is like, oh, you're trying to get back together with him, you know, and he's like, yeah, Kate, you know, I'm taken, you know, you can't, I'm just talking to you.
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, no.
It's not like that.
It's not like that at all. In fact, your other good-looking friends are
yes.
What I'm trying to get.
Had I seen them first,
yes.
We wouldn't even be having this conversation. Yeah. So number four is the friend who always gets you in trouble.
Oh,
I miss those friends.
Those are fun friends.
Those are some of the best friends
that you keep around.
Yes, because they know where to party at.
Yeah. Yeah. And you pull them out on occasion.
Yeah.
All right.
You can't be with them all the time. So it says, no matter what the circumstances are, they always end up in some kind of sticky situation whenever they're around. And I say sometimes that's fun. By extension, they get you in trouble, too. Now, I usually manage to get myself out of the trouble. Like,
yeah.
I'm one of those people who, right before the bad thing, the shit hits the actual fan, I just skirt out the door.
Yes. Yes, yes. We know when read the situation.
Yeah, because I'm the kind of person, I think you've mentioned this, too, we would actually get in real trouble.
Yeah.
For doing nothing.
Yeah.
So, I can't be around. They could be great friends, but somehow being around them always seems like an episode of That's So Raven. Terribly gone wrong. Maybe you can still be friends with this person, but try to distance yourself from the sticky situation. But invite them to parties. These people are fun at a party.
Yes. Yeah.
Number five, the Debbie Downer.
Yeah.
I know that term was still around. People who always have something to complain about. This is something that of all the behaviors that we talked about so far, this one is the worst for me. I can't deal with people's complaints. I don't know what happens.
All day long.
Yeah. And it's not only that, it's the people who are the complaint and crisis mode people all the time. Constantly need help, always a crisis, always complaining. And mm-hmm. It's like, what are you supposed to do about that?
Right. All the time. And people have ups and downs all the time.
Sure.
You know, sure. But you just...
These are people who are consistently in this mode.
Yeah.
It says they talk your ear off about how bad everything is. They ruin a lot of the activities you do with them with their incessant complaining. It kills your mood, makes you negative.
Yeah.
Basically.
Hooray!
Yeah. The number six, the user.
Ooh.
Yes.
Users, yes.
These are the people who, as I've gotten older, I've gotten better at identifying them. Mm-hmm. And I went through a phase in my life when I first came back to New York and started doing comedy. Because, you know, you're doing entertainment, so you're around a lot of people. And you're like, great, I'm making all these friends. And then you're like, wait a minute. These are people who are hoping they can get something from me. I don't have anything.
And then they figure it out.
Yes.
And they're like, oh,
then they're gone.
See
you. Or sometimes you try to figure out, what do they think I have? Because I'm pretty sure my bag is empty.
Yeah.
But they think I've got something. This is a friend who, when you need something, is always busy. Users want your help by asking to borrow things, having you introduce them to people, or have you explain to them how you got the specific position or award that they want. They're ultimately mean people. They really don't care that much about you at the end of the day. Distance yourself immediately. And then the last person is, and I don't encounter these people that often, or maybe they just don't stick around.
Mm-hmm.
The person who thinks he or she is better than you.
Oh, you get those right off the bat. And you don't gel with them. They immediately repel each other.
But I guess, I mean, some people probably have some, I don't have any friends that I look down on. I don't know I can't be friends with someone if I don't feel that we're equals.
Right.
But I guess for some people, maybe that's not a problem.
Well, these are the people that they have their secrets, that they have done things that are wrong and they feel really bad about themselves.
Yes.
And that's where that comes from, I think.
I can see that. That makes sense.
So if they have all the, and they're just feeling terrible about everything they've done, they can't talk about it. And then you're like talking about.
But this also is the kind of person that wants to make you feel like you owe them something or you should look up to them. So this kind of friend is such a negative entity in your life. These people take a toll on self-esteem, mental psyche, and overall positivity. Distance yourself from them. And make sure it's people, if you distance yourself from anyone this year, mm-hmm. make it these people. Make sure it's the people who think you are beneath them. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
I said head up the ass. You don't often see that in a print.
Not
in
at all.
Publication.
Not at all.
So I give it a thumbs
Thank
up.
Thank you for taking that from the street to the sheet.
Yes.
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It gets pretty dry in this studio. And you know we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Box of wine.
I just wanted to bring out one more thing. I actually took a screenshot of this. It was some random newspaper, and the poll was, have you begun thinking of a New Year's resolution? So I know New Year's is over, mm-hmm. but the answers were, usually it's like A, yes, you know, yeah. no, maybe. This, A, yes, the New Year is a perfect restart moment for me. I already know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
B, I'm not quite sure what I want to change. When it gets closer to the end of the year, that's when I'll start thinking about it. Very detailed. C, I don't do New Year's resolutions.
I don't do them.
If there's something about me I like to change, I'm starting right now. D, I'm perfect. Don't need a New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Do you have any resolutions?
Yes, I do. I made New Year's resolutions this year. And one of my New Year's resolutions that I can share with you is not putting up with any bullshit.
Okay.
And this year for real.
Oh, wow.
I've made this one in the past and I've kind of flagged off on it. But along with the article that I just read, like getting rid of some of these negative people mm-hmm. in my life is definitely at the top of my list. And just not putting up with any BS. It's okay. BS free.
Okay.
BS with a circle and a slash through it.
Gosh. Because I have resolutions every year.
Okay.
As well. And then this year I'm like kind of afraid of resolutions because I'm afraid of having these goals
and then not meeting them,
but just all hell breaks loose. Because when you make all these plans, mm-hmm. usually life steps in and says,
true. The universe puts a kibosh on it.
So I do have my ideas, but one thing I really want to do, and maybe listeners who can help with this too, is I want to have a new catchphrase for Ooh. 2017.
What is your catchphrase now?
I'm working on a new one.
Okay.
And it's...
Do you want to share it or is it still in progress?
It's in progress and it's kind of like, you can say that again, sister.
Okay.
But I don't think that's really... I think it's been done.
Okay.
But I feel that inside of me. So if you have any other kind of catchphrase, another way to say...
To say that,
to
like right
that.
On kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like I'm with you kind of thing.
Yeah, then go ahead and email us. And of course you'll get credit, but we will be spreading it on the podcast.
We'll use it. I like sell it somewhere else, sister.
Sell it somewhere else.
And sister. That's from I saw that on the Simpsons episode. Bart Simpson, like at least the Simpson was trying to do something, like maybe play an instrument. And Bart was like, sell it somewhere else, sister. my catchphrase for last year, and I'm trying to limit myself, was saying is like an asshole.
Oh, right.
like
yes.
it was like
you
an asshole.
You were saying that a lot last year.
Yes, because that's how I see myself a lot of times when I'm doing something.
No, but that's the negativity.
Yeah.
Coming out. And even though I know you're a very strong person and you have a healthy sense of self and esteem.
You didn't see me.
When you repeat these negative things about you, it's no good. Here's a small thing. One thing that I developed over 2016, mm-hmm. which just kind of underscores how
crappy it was.
No. But how little tiny habits have a bigger effect.
Okay.
I had a job for a while wherein I would go and see customers every mm-hmm. day. I'd see, you know, 5 or 7 different customers a day. And they don't know me. And you have to go in there and you have to smile and you have to be upbeat.
No one wants a down salesperson.
Right. And you can't have a bitch face.
You can't walk
in
like.
Yeah. Or just angry or I'm tired. I'm wet and hungry. I don't want to be
tired
here.
I'm wet and hungry. When the interview's wet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So I'd stop outside the door and collect myself. and stand up straight and smile at a closed door.
Did it work?
And then I'd walk in, and I'd walk in smiling. You don't smile as you, like, you don't open up the door and then smile.
Yeah, that's creepy. Yeah. What if they see you standing there all looking like Grimaldi?
So really, you're in an elevator, if you're the only one in the elevator, of course, but you're already smiling if you're in the elevator with people, by the way.
Okay, I was going to say, like, don't have it be a thing where you, like, the elevator door opens up, people about to get in, and you look like Grim Death, and then you just go into a full-on Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Right. Like, full drag queen, all teeth.
But some of these buildings in New York, there's a lot of offices, and the doors are closed. You're walking down the hall, and I'd have to go smiling from door to door, and I'd stop and smile and go in.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have a nice smile, though. My smile looks maniacal.
No. But the thing is, I have been doing this over and over and over. So now every time I see a closed door, and I'm about to go through, I smile.
You smile? That is awesome.
So I do it here in the studio.
Uh-huh.
Smiled when I walked in the studio. And then at home, I was going into the bathroom. And
you smiled?
Yeah. And I'm like, I got to stop this. But this is the idea that this changes. These little repetitive things that you do over and over are going to have an effect. So if you keep saying, like an asshole to yourself, you're going to feel bad somehow. In some way.
Well, I'm not saying like an asshole, like to feel bad. I'm saying like an asshole, like something ridiculous has happened and I'm left here.
Yeah.
Like an asshole. Yes. You know what I mean? It's like the bus pulls up. There's too many people on it. I try to get on and I can't. And I'm here like an asshole.
Right. But just think of the repetitive.
Yeah,
however that makes you feel or whatever you're doing.
I think it makes me laugh. When you come to my house now, I'm going to look at the peephole to see if you're smiling before you come in. And if you're not, I'm not letting you in. You're not coming in my apartment.
Okay.
All sourpuss. So speaking of New Year's resolution, I want to give a little background on the history of resolutions. The first New Year's resolutions were said to have been made by the ancient Babylonians about 4,000 years ago. They had celebrations for the new year that did not begin in January, but it was in mid-March because that's when the crops were planted. And they had a big 12-day festival. This is what I'm saying, America.
Ooh, this is what
12-day religious festival known as Akitu. And the Babylonians, they either crowned a new king or they reaffirmed their loyalty to the king that they had.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been a weird position for the king. It's like, am I going to stay up here? Are they going to come up here and be like, all hail, Mustafa or whatever?
Right, right.
Or are they going to be like, get rid of him. The new Mustafa's in town. They also made promises to the gods to pay their debts and return objects they had borrowed.
Objects?
Yeah. I guess from their neighbor.
So like a power tool.
A wheel.
Yeah.
Like a mill wheel.
Pestilence.
You got that mortar. Millstone? Don't play with me. These promises could be considered to be forerunners of the New Year's resolution. If the Babylonians kept their word, the pagan gods would bestow favor upon them. If not, they didn't get favor. So similar practice was in ancient Rome when Julius Caesar made the calendar start on January 1st, the beginning of the new year. It was named for Janus, which is the two-faced god that looks forward and backward.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah. And inhabited doorways and arches that had special significance for them. So it's about looking towards the future, but also thinking about the past at the same time. And then people would offer sacrifices and make promises about what they were going to do for the next year.
Right.
Then Christians, and in 1740, John Wesley, who founded Methodism, which I know because I was raised Methodist, they have a covenant renewal service, also on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, also called a watch night service. And when I was growing up, this is what we used to do. And it mentions in the articles that mostly African Americans still do this.
Mm-hmm.
So we would have like a vigil for watching the new year come in. I always thought it was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I was like, everyone else is, white people are partying. We're like sitting in church waiting for, I don't know what's going to happen, for somebody to not show up. But it's nice because then when you're a kid, if you go to church on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, it's cool because there's like candy and like hot chocolate and stuff like that afterwards.
Oh, we don't get that.
Yeah. It's kind of like a consolation.
Okay. So, if you were here, all right, get a little something.
Yeah. And I like to put the candy in the hot chocolate.
Oh, what kind of candy?
It was the little tiny candy canes.
The little
short ones, like 2-inch ones.
Oh, those, that's great to put
in mint with hot chocolate. So that's what that meant for me. It says 45% of Americans say they make New Year's resolutions, but only 8% succeed out of the 45%. 4,000 years, apparently, the New Year's resolution has been going on and not being kept.
Yeah, well, this is human nature. I'm going to do better, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm really going to try to stick to that no BS. I have very little BS, you know me.
Yeah.
But I want even less of it. Even less.
I don't know. There's something. What should I do?
We can't just make it now.
That's true. All right. But really,
I mean, you could.
Really, listeners, if you have a good catchphrase.
Catchphrase. I think catchphrase is great.
Yeah. So you can help with mine and we'll spread it together. Or if you have a great catchphrase that has nothing to do with mine, send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com and we will credit you for this.
Yeah. I'd like
but
a
we
new
won't
one.
Give your full name. We'll no, give you whatever name you want.
Whatever pseudonym you would like. Or we'll just give initials. I'd like a new one as well, because like an asshole, I'm tired of. Happy as Larry.
Happy as Larry was a favorite of mine.
You know, and are you kidding me? I'm not using that anymore. We got to move on. All right, what do you have?
Okay. A lot of people this time of year, it's January now, and they say, oh, I'm so sick of all the parties and the alcohol. I want to drink less alcohol. Not us.
Okay. So people say.
Yes.
We've heard people say.
But the opening to the article has me tip my head to the side.
Mm-hmm.
If going one glass of wine over the line at your last dinner party has you resolving to drink less, try these tips.
Okay.
And that's all they're saying.
That's it.
This is really pointed at somebody who was like a guest.
Are you talking to me?
Like, you came to my dinner party? Yeah. Guess what? If you went one over, one maybe you should think about
one
this.
Wine over the line.
Okay. So if you want to drink less alcohol,
mm-hmm. just don't drink.
Don't drink.
Water it down. They say water it down. No. Okay, I'll wait.
It says, don't rely solely on willpower.
Mm-hmm. Because you're weak.
Don't forget the environment is incredibly powerful in modifying behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just yourself. It's wherever you, it's everything else.
For example, if you're at a wine bar, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
If you're an open bar, it's going to be hard. If you're at a bar, it's going to be hard.
Yeah. People who study New Year's resolutions and the ways which people are motivated to change their lives, they're saying exercising willpower is only half the story. We have to mm-hmm. modify our environment.
Leave town.
So if you want to cut back on drinking, avoid situations like parties or nights out with your friends.
Oh, hey, you know it.
Right. But that's an interesting thing to keep in mind. It's not just willpower with anything.
Yeah.
Any kind of change.
It's your environment.
Change your whole
I know that it's difficult for me because I love to drink, but the only time I have a problem is when I want to work out
mm-hmm.
later in the day.
Oh yeah.
And I have to but I have to either go to an event or like I'm meeting someone somewhere, even having dinner. Cause it's just so natural for me to have a glass of wine or have a drink right. with socializing.
Yes.
And then, you know, I get to the gym, I've had one drink and I'm on the treadmill. Like, is this a good idea?
Yeah.
Should there be a breathalyzer?
Yeah, guilty and weird, and it's like, this is not, I shouldn't be here because this is not.
You're looking at the guy next to you like, have you had a beer? Oh, no, that's me.
Can you smell
the beer? Yes, can you smell the beer I've been cooking?
I was at the gym, and the owner of the gym came from the holiday party, and he had a couple of too many. Or he had just a couple, and he was just
sweating it out?
No, he wasn't. No, he was just there to work. So he was like walking around like, I'm the owner, I'm going to see what's going on in my gym. And he comes up to me, he's like, I'm on the treadmill. And he's like, how's everything going? You like everything here? Everything is good in this gym?
Yeah, fine, yeah. Yeah,
it's fine. He's like, oh, yeah, I just came from the party.
I'm like, you're like, I'm going 7 miles per hour. I can't really have the conversation right now. I love it.
Yeah. Okay, here's another tip. If you, you can visualize the behavior you desire.
Mm-hmm.
Say you do go to a party. How do you stop yourself from overindulging?
You can visualize the behavior you desire. Yeah, but they're still alive, so... That doesn't always work.
I know. Like, spend a few minutes before the event visualizing yourself acting the way you would prefer to behave.
Oh, I'm up on a table.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leading a kick line into a samba, into limbo.
I had something to go to at an event in 2016. And I was like, you know, it's just ripe for just being wasted.
Yes. I'm going to go nuts.
I was like, I can't. And I was like, I'm just going to take
it
easy.
The theme of the party was wasted. The lampshade and a pantyhose on the cover.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So sometimes if you start thinking, well, I'm going to, you know, just
I'm going to rage. Oh, sorry.
I'm going to keep it small. It's like it makes you want to rage even more.
Yeah. You have to go in there and be like, I'm going to be a middle of the road drunk. I'm going to have a couple of fun stories, maybe spill a little bit on my boob. That's it. As far as I'm going to go. I'm not going to do the Macarena, and I'm not going to talk to Francis from accounting.
I'm not making out in the corner.
I'm not going to photocopy my boobs and send them to everyone.
Yeah. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to, unbutton the top button. Second and third button.
Or the bottom button. I start from the bottom, more modest. It's a shapely kind of bulge you can see right above the waist.
I'm not going to play dice in the corner for
sexual favors. I would love to go to a party where people are playing dice for sexual favors. Where is that party?
That's what I'm not going to do.
Oh, I want to see that party, though. That's what I could have. My band's first album is going to be called Dice for Sexual Favors by the Zen Tigers.
The Zen Tigers.
Yeah, the Zen Tigers.
Okay. This is replace the behavior you're trying to eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do something you enjoy. Doing something you enjoy allows you to focus on action, playing tennis, for example, rather than inaction. Drinking.
I'm at the party, but in my mind, I'm playing tennis. Is that what's going on? Or did I misread that?
No, because we're all visualizing things. Okay. So now we had to change gears.
All right. Oh, I'm visualizing playing tennis.
Yeah.
Okay.
So figure out what you can do today that's fun and exciting and do that.
Okay.
So it's like saying, I'm not drinking today, I'm playing tennis. This is, we're not at a party.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can't visualize anything that's not like a bar or a party right now.
No, so now you're trying to live your life and not drink is basically what you're doing.
Okay.
So instead of saying, I'm not drinking, you're like, I'm at the gym. I am playing tennis.
You're
taking action rather than not
than thinking about not drinking. I say one thing that has cut down on my drinking when I've done it without even trying to is doing Bikram.
Bikram yoga.
You do a lot because you don't want to drink when you're doing Bikram because your system is so cleaned out that it's almost, I don't say it's almost like poison.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like if you're really, really cleaned out for like a week or 2 weeks of doing Bikram and you have a shot of tequila, you're like knocked on your ass. It's not pleasant.
Okay.
Because your body's not ready.
Okay. Another tip is exercise your memory. Mm-hmm. Give your brain a workout. People who are impulsive have impaired working memory. This diminished memory leads to diminished willpower.
Okay.
So use memory exercises to boost your brain, and it can increase your ability to plan and improve self-control.
Really? Because
that's too much work.
I am not impulsive at all. You know me. It takes me forever. I plan everything. I have no memory.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what they're talking about. I can't remember shit.
But don't blame it on the memory.
I mean,
impulsiveness. I don't like this one.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe it makes more sense for people who are impulsive. I don't know.
I think, and that's something I don't think that memory exercises is going to help.
No, it's not going to help me put down that wine.
No.
I'm just going to remember what kind of wine I like. That's all.
Okay. Another one is avoid all or nothing thinking.
I can't either.
Keep in mind that if you're really developing a new pattern of behavior, that no one does it perfectly the first time.
True.
Because you know what? You have to be all or nothing because then when you slip up, you forgive yourself too easily.
I don't know. I mean, you're good at like doing challenges and stuff like that. All or nothing, I have to ease into something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if I'm going to cut out, I can't do cold turkey.
Yeah.
So like I smoked for 10 years and then people were like, I wanted to quit. And people were like, what are you going to do? I'm just like, well, I'm just going to slowly quit. Mm-hmm. So I just like kind of weaned off the amount. And then I got to the point where it was so little that I didn't even care. So like, for example, with drinking, a glass of wine to me, I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
If you can get down to the point where you're like, oh, maybe I'll just have one. I'd rather not have any, you know, rather than have any at all. What's one going to do?
Yeah.
Just annoy me.
Yeah.
one glass of wine is just, you know, a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. But with drinking, you don't have to be like totally on the floor.
No.
But you can have four.
It helps. But you don't have to be.
Right.
Oh, I like that one. Katie has some awesome advice. Is it advice on advice or just advice?
This is just advice from Ann Landers.
Okay.
We wanted to start off the year with a powerhouse.
All right.
Advice. And this is a list of things. Let this coming year be better than all others. Vow to do some things you've always wanted to do, but can't find the time.
Okay. And let's be honest, it can't be worse than last year.
Yeah, right.
It just can't.
So these are different things you can do. These are small things or some large things. But look at it in a different way. So number one, call up a forgotten friend.
Yo!
Drop a grudge and replace it with some pleasant memories.
They say that.
Yeah, but then you're opening a whole can of worms. There's a whole reason why there's a grudge.
It's so hard to do. And I'm one of these people who I'm okay with confrontation, but that's a hard one.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can't remember, neither of you can remember what the thing was.
But you're like,
Yeah, but it was something happened. Something took place.
I got in touch with an old friend from like years and years ago. Thought everything was okay. She's like, don't call me.
Wow.
I'm like, whoa.
Here you are thinking you're mature, you know, good old Katie, just going to do this thing, get in touch. Ann Landers approved.
Yeah. It wasn't even like we had a fight that I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Huh. Interesting.
All right. Here's another one. Share a funny story with someone whose spirits are dragging. A good laugh can be very good medicine.
Okay.
That's true.
I got bits. A plenty.
Yeah. So find the most down person you can find and make them laugh. That's what you need to do.
I like that.
Yeah.
I try to make everybody laugh. I had someone I hadn't seen in like 20 years. Mm-hmm. I saw just a few weeks before the holiday. And they told me that when I was in college, I used to do bits at the pub. It was called a pub. It wasn't a drinking place, but it was like, you know, coffee and bagels and stuff like that. And there was like a coffee table and apparently pool table. And apparently while people were playing pool, I did bits.
Oh, yeah. And you're like they remembered you doing bits.
Yeah, they remember me doing bits. And they called it bits.
That's funny.
Weird, huh? I like to make people laugh.
People not in comedy are calling it bits.
Calling it bits.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another thing.
Must have been well-formed.
If vow not to make a promise you don't think you can keep.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. I don't know if I can keep that promise, though.
Pay a debt.
No.
No. this next one, I don't know what this is. Give a soft answer.
Yes. No. What do you mean by a soft answer?
There's no explanation.
A soft answer?
So I'm wondering, does it mean, instead of coming out with a harsh response, to kind of
there's
take
no
it
hard
easy?
A hard answer in my mind is like definitive. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to come up with some vocabulary to go with this. But a soft answer is like wishy-washy,
yeah.
Like maybe.
Yeah, that's right. It doesn't explain, so I don't know.
I don't know. Boo. Soft answer. It's like a soft open? I don't know.
Yeah. Resolve to stop magnifying small problems and shooting from the lip.
Excuse me? I thought it was from the hip.
From the
shooting
lip.
From the lip?
Words that you have to eat can be hard to digest.
Okay. Whatever. I'm not good at that.
I'm
generally, even when the things I say are awful, I mean them.
Yeah.
And it's very hard for me to go back on them because most people know that I meant them.
Yeah.
Because I probably said, I mean this.
I mean this and I'm saying
and
it.
And I'm saying
and
it.
And I can't find another way to say
it. Yeah,
better.
Let me say it twice.
Laugh loudest when the joke is on you.
Okay. That seems weird sometimes.
That's a tough one to, think things through, forgive an injustice, listen more, be kind. Yeah.
Oh, those are nice.
Yeah.
That's all the time. I'm still stuck on the soft answer
Me
thing.
Me too.
Yeah.
For your
soft answer.
Don't blow your own horn. If you've done something praiseworthy, someone will notice eventually.
Haven't we been taught to toot our own horns and that we don't toot them enough?
Yeah. Well,
this is blow, but same thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, you're taught as a child not to do it. But then as an adult, you're taught now you need to do it.
Yeah.
Especially as women. You have to say, I did this, I did that.
And yeah.
It,
and so otherwise, like, somebody will say that they did it.
Yeah.
Right?
No, don't wait for anybody to notice.
Yeah. They will say that they did it. I was watching a reality show, and it happens all the time when there are teams, and there's like a guy on the team or several guys on the team. They always try to find a way to say that they did what the woman was doing. And it's like, we just saw you.
And they'll just take the
credit. They just try to, and then sometimes they interview the woman. They're like, well, they're just saying that they did it. I'm like, you didn't say anything.
Yeah. Because you're taught not to blow your own horn.
But there's actually,
people will actually take your,
a video of it happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You still, like, so go back and watch yourself.
Yeah.
How you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, it was very interesting.
This is another one. Don't put up with secondhand smoke.
Okay.
Nobody has the right to pollute the air, your air, or give you cancer. If someone says this is a free country, remind him that the country may be free, but no person is free if he has a habit he can't control.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's not going to stop them from blowing smoke in your face.
Yeah.
You have to move.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to ask somebody to put out their cigarette. I don't want to hear what they have to say.
Yes. And don't discourage a beginner for trying something risky. Nothing ventured means nothing gained. That's right. I mean, if you see something, it's all be like, you're an ass because you tried to roller skate.
Yeah. Did you try to roller skate? When did this happen? Is there someone out there trying to stop people from roller skating in 2017?
You know what? You don't need somebody in front of you with their stupid roller skates, like going, trying to get up the hill and not being able to and grabbing things.
In the 70s. Clawing their way up the old hill.
So,
on roller skates.
Like me, going, Jesus, give it up.
What a loser.
You know, like, keep going, you can do
They're
it.
They're not even in line.
Let's see.
Ann Landers.
The sure way to have a friend is to be one. We're all connected by our humanity and we need each other.
Some of us are.
Whatever.
Some of us are not human.
No. Let's see. Return those books you borrowed.
No way.
Well, no.
This podcast is over. Don't even think about wordy shipmates. Thanks a lot, Ann Landers.
I know. No, that wasn't pointed at
you. UB. That's not even on there. You just said that because you want your books back and you're not getting them back.
I have bags of other people's books. My friend Ryan.
I have a whole shelf.
You have bags. Her books? I have her books from 3 years ago.
Ryan, you hear that? Come get these books.
No.
Come get these books.
I need them. This is then reschedule that Miss Dental appointment. Clean your closet.
Huh?
Take the photos out of the drawer. And
now it's getting
album.
Preachy.
Yeah, it's like mom, please.
Yeah, fine, yeah. Floss. Cut your toenails. All that kind of stuff. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
Right.
Nights out with your friends.
Yeah, instead invite friends to your home for dinner, where you can have more control.
I'm sorry, but I drink more at home.
I do too.
When we've had party at your house, or if you've been to my house for a party, I think we get more loaded than we would when
right,
we go out.
Because we've got the big bottles.
Mm-hmm. And we can just fall down when we're done.
Yeah.
We just fall right down.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, right.
Like, it's over.